Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Preppy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in Rome for the Italian release of Anne-Marie Jassir's Wajib. I'm in company of the director.
My first curiosity was, what did you decide to portray this film through the dialogue and the look of two men, since you said that you always lived in a very feminine family?
Because I don't like to say it, but I keep saying it because I think it's somehow a cliche, but men do not speak to each other in the same way that women do. And so it's partly from my own family and observing this situation in my own family and then in my husband's family when his father called him and his sister was getting married. He said, I have to go help my father deliver the wedding invitations. And I said, can I come with you? And he said, why? I said, I don't know. I just want to sit in the back seat, pretend I'm not there. I won't say anything. And I did. I went with them for 5 days while they delivered from house to house. And I was very interested to observe how the two of them, because also he has a mother, he has two sisters, like they have a very, you know, this kind of household. I wanted to see these two men alone together, although they weren't alone because I was there. But you know what I mean? And I was interested in this, you know, trying to tell a story about this and the things that people need to say but they don't know how, or they don't have the opportunity to. Two men who maybe can manage to avoid each other in the house. One goes out, one comes in, we're in different rooms, but when you're in a car, you have a different... you're stuck in the car.
How important it is in this very moment, a film like yours?
I mean, I think in this moment... it's always, I think cinema is always important. I think it's always important to tell stories and to tell our own stories, especially as Palestinians, to tell our own stories, because historically we have been so often not been able to tell our stories. And the Palestinian film scene is something that's really growing. There's a lot of filmmakers, there's a lot of young people, there's a lot of new, a lot of things are happening. And I think it's a way that, you know, telling our stories is one thing, and being able to we tell our stories because we want to share our stories too. And sharing our stories means you connect with people in the world. You break out of your isolation because people have much more in common than they do differences.
How was to work with two actors that are father and son on screen and in real life?
It was really wonderful, and it was, but also very difficult. It was difficult as a director, and it was difficult for them as actors to really, because they had to be, in a way, to be willing to be naked in front of each other, as you know, as actors. And sometimes it's easier for actors to do that with strangers than to do it with your own family, because you have so much you carry with that. And it was also funny at times, because sometimes real life reflects the film. And in real life, Muhammad stopped smoking. And when we were shooting the film, he was not smoking for 2 weeks. And then he started to smoke again. And he hid it from Saleh. And he was on set smoking with the crew, and he didn't want Saleh to find out. And then Saleh found out. And also, all of the situation in the film was actually happening in real life. So, like.
In the film, I found that there was a very interesting thing, is that you're actually reflecting on a generational conflict that it's connected to, you know, those problems in the Palestinian society, but at the same time, it's very universal, you know, the dynamics between generations. So were you aware of that? Where was that your intention to create a film that was at the same time, you know, very connected to the situation there, but at the same time that people could really relate to?
I mean, it's good to hear you say that, but I think, because I think the more specific you are, the more specific you are, it automatically becomes universal. You know, so I was, you know, for me it was very, it's very specific to these two, father and son, to life in Nazareth, to being Palestinian. But as a filmmaker, of course, you hope that there is there is, because you believe in that, that there is a more universal connection, emotional connection that, that people have with each other. But I think that only happens when you are very specific, rather than trying to be universal, then you fail.
Thank you so much, Amari Jassou, for being on Fred Free Radio again after Locarno Film Festival with Wajib, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.